Baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. It's opening night in baseball Friday night for the Red Sox.
Who would ever thought we'd come up with that opening, Bill, the way things have been going. It's opening day officially underway in Major League Baseball tonight, the Red Sox tomorrow, and baseball fans will have something to watch and listen to for the rest of the summer.
You know, I haven't watched much of the spring training, but or so-called summer training, if you will, but they got rained out last night, Wednesday night, in their final preseason game. But, Andy, preview the opener for us against Baltimore Friday night, tomorrow night.
Well, as you mentioned, the exhibition game last night at Fenway got rained out after 4.5 innings. The night before, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 8-6. That all gets them ready for, you mentioned, the home opener tomorrow night at Fenway against the Baltimore Orioles. First pitch coming away at 7:30. Nathan Eovaldi will be on the mound. And we'll have a number two hitter that's a little different in the lineup for the Red Sox. J.D. Martinez will slot into that spot in the lineup, according to manager Ron Renicki, as the season gets underway. So we'll see how that all plays out. It's a little bit of a different look watching games at Fenway with no fans in the stands. But I will say this, I think the NESN broadcast team is doing a fine job with their performance. It makes it sound like they're in the park, even though they're at their Watertown studios, and the piped-in crowd noise that Major League Baseball is providing makes it sound like there's fans there. So it's a little different than I expected to see, so it's not all that bad.
Yeah, it's interesting that the radio team, right, Andy, they're at the ballpark with a plexiglass barrier between the two announcers. Did I see a tweet like that?
Yes, the radio team is Joe Castiglione and the crew. They are at Fenway for the home and away games. They'll be doing the games from Fenway Park. As to why the NESN team is not going over there, not sure. Maybe just that they only want so many people in the facility at one time up on that level of the press box. That could have something to do with it. Obviously, Jerry Remy with his health situation could be a factor. They want to try to keep him as safe as possible. But, listening to the NESN broadcast, you really wouldn't know that they're back in Watertown.
No, I read something. They got some good reviews. I did watch last night for a little while, and, you know, they've got it. They got it pretty well down. You got to give them credit when they pull something off. All right. So, what else? Start us off with some other Red Sox news, Andy.
Well, checking the roster situation. Pitcher Colin McHugh, who was signed as a free agent in the offseason, he decided to opt out of playing this year. His elbow hasn't healed enough since offseason surgery to where he wants it to be, so he's going to take a pass. To replace him on the roster, the Red Sox inked up pitcher Dylan Covey. He had an out clause with a contract with the Tampa Bay Rays. He wasn't going to make their roster, so he became a free agent. The 28-year-old right-hander has pitched in 63 career games, 45 starts, all with the Chicago White Sox. And Covey has a career record of 6-29 with a 6.54 ERA. That's the highest ERA of an active pitcher with at least 20 career starts, so not exactly Bob Gibson coming to town to take the mound for the Red Sox going forward, but just adding some depth to the organization, and obviously pitching is going to be the major issue for the Sox going forward this year. I mean, obviously their lineup is still strong, even losing Mookie Betts. They can still put some runs on the board, but you really don't have a number one starter at this point with Eduardo Rodriguez still coming back from COVID. You lost Chris Sale. Of course, David Price, Rick Porcello are gone, so that's why you have Nathan Eovaldi. Could be like a number four starter usually. He's your number one. And we go from there, and the bullpen can be shaky as well. So could be seeing a lot of high-scoring games, but I guess in a 60-game season, Bill, anything can happen.
Yeah, well, we've suffered a lot of losses in our pitching staff, haven't we? We always seem to have a little draft pick news. What do we have this week?
Yeah, Red Sox remain active with their draft picks. They signed third-round pick Blaze Jordan, the 17-year-old corner infielder. Gets a $1.75 million signing bonus. So eventually you may see him blazing the field at Fenway, lighting things up. So we'll have to see how that all progresses.
So I watched last night. I know the NESN team is doing a 6 p.m. start on Friday night with their pregame show, 90-minute pregame show before the 7:30 first pitch, as you mentioned. What else can you share with me about the broadcast this season?
Well, like I said, all games will be done from NESN, home and away. There's the three-man crew at the booth for all games, and some games in the past have just been O'Brien and Remy or O'Brien and Eckersley, but all three will be doing all the games coming up for this season. So, it should be pretty much status quo. I mean, like I said, you're really not going to notice a difference at all with them being over in Watertown.
Gotcha. Now, let's see here. Stratomatic results. You've been prior to the prior to a couple of weeks ago, we were leading off with the Stratomatic Major League Baseball results. Where are the Red Sox right now in Stratomatic season?
Well, the Stratomatic game has officially wrapped up their 2020 season with this season getting underway tonight. They finished up the simulated season the other night. They did the playoffs, World Series. So we have some final results for you. The Red Sox finished the season with a record of 84-78. That's a lot better than I expected, to be honest with you. It's similar to last year's record. They finished in third place in the AL East, 18 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. And when it comes to the World Series, it was the Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Houston Astros 4-1.
I heard somebody on the news, they were talking about eventual winners of the World Series this year, and they said the Yankees. So, but they had the Dodgers number two. So, yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, anything can happen. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't pick the Astros getting in. I would more or less go with the Dodgers and the Yankees as the early favorites for each league. But, hey, who knows?
No. I didn't mean they. I thought I said they picked the Yankees to win and then the Dodgers number two. I'm sorry. I didn't say Astros. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Dodgers winning up over the Astros. I got you. I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right. My mistake. All right. Hey, you mentioned Mookie Betts. Has he signed that deal with the Dodgers?
Well, reports are it's a done deal. I don't know if the official ink to the paper has happened yet, but I guess he won't be playing pickup basketball at Linfield High School any longer, Bill. He's going to be signing a 12-year, $365 million contract extension with the Dodgers. That's the largest extension in MLB history. So any Red Sox fans with this grand notion that after the season when Betts would have become a free agent, he'd come back to Boston. Not happening, folks. So we'll have to find a new superstar to follow and enjoy for the local nine.
So he played pickup basketball at Linfield High School?
Over the last few years, yes. My daughter spotted him a few times when she'd be going to the high school for volleyball practice. He'd be in the gym. I guess he has some friend from Linfield, and they had access to the gym so they could play pickup basketball. And, there were strict instructions by the volleyball coaches not to take any pictures of Mookie while he's in the gym or even converse with him when he was leaving the gym. So there were strict instructions on that end. But, yes, he was there multiple times. I'm sure the Red Sox, I don't know if that was written into his contract, that he could play pickup basketball when he wasn't playing games. Could have some potential injury situations there, Bill, but obviously he'll have to find a new high school gym out in the L.A. area. I guess with the money he's going to be signing for this contract, he can build his own gym to play pickup basketball.
Well, as nice as Linfield High is, it's really not worth coming back from L.A. to practice.
I don't think it's worth it, even though he could make that trip. It wasn't even a drop a dime for him to do that, but I don't think he's coming back.
Well, many years ago, I used to play many nights at Linfield High School with our old buddy Dave Dziak, a teacher there who ran the night basketball there. He did a great job. It was always a good time.
I haven't heard that name in a long time, Mr. Dziak.
Yeah.
Good man. Back in the fourth grade, I had him.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Sixth grade history.
He was
at the middle school.
Yeah, he was at the middle school. Yeah, Dave Dziak. Hey, now tell me about the rest of the Major League Baseball news. We have a clock on here to the end of this, but tell me what you have for us.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the season officially gets underway tonight. Two games you can watch on ESPN. Game one has the World Series champion Washington Nationals hosting the New York Yankees. First pitch at 7:08. The nightcap begins at 10:08 as the Dodgers take on their NL West rivals, the San Francisco Giants from Dodger Stadium. So a couple games to watch for tonight. And then the rest of the league, of course, getting underway tomorrow night, including the Red Sox. And 60 games in 67 days, Bill, will be a very busy schedule. Hopefully it all plays out accordingly and that we get this shortened season in. And one other note when you mentioned with Major League Baseball about the season starting, the Toronto Blue Jays, who were just at Fenway for a couple of exhibition games, they have no place to play their home games at this point because the Canadian government said they don't want teams from the United States coming in and out of the country. So then the Pittsburgh Pirates stepped up and said they could use PNC Park, but then the state of Pennsylvania said, no way, Jose. So right now, Blue Jays looking for some place to call home. Their first home game is scheduled for next Wednesday against the World Series champion Nationals. One of the leading ideas of what's going to happen right now is that the Blue Jays will just play all their games on the road, and when they play what would be a home game in an away stadium, they would just bat last and be the home team. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I was thinking it'd be great if they got permission to play at Fenway. Why not?
Yeah, I kind of thought that too. I don't know why that hasn't been brought up as to why that wouldn't be a possibility. But you can even look at New York. I mean,
there you go.
Obviously, you have two stadiums there, and you could work around any scheduling conflicts. But maybe the same thing in New York. They don't want extra teams floating in and out of the city with the COVID situation. But yeah, it will be interesting to see if another team's able to step up and offer them some place to play. But if not, they're going to be packing their bags over and over and over for the next 67 days.
Yeah, I don't. That's I can't believe that the states wouldn't allow that to happen. Come on, you know. All right, Andy. Good talking with you. And baseball is here, finally here.
Yep, time to enjoy, and we'll see how it progresses.
We'll talk again soon. That's MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carmody, and I'm Bill Newell.